So let's move on now and talk about, you know, another issue. You know, squamous cell certainly hasn't got the kind of attention that non-squamous has in terms of targeted therapy. But I was really interested by, not too long ago, there was a paper that came out in JAMA Oncology, and in particular the editorial there that I wanted to ask you about and kind of see where that fits in, not just in lung cancer, but the whole realm of HER2 alterations, shall we say. We hear it being discussed now in colon cancer, and of course for a long time now in breast cancer. Can you kind of begin by talking a little bit about the LuxLung-8 trial, what it looked at, and sort of the subsequent studies that have been done on those patients, and kind of what the bottom line is in terms of what was found?
The first thing I would like to say is that HER2 alterations may also be seen in squamous cell lung cancer, and this is something that may not be as well appreciated as I believe it should be. And if I can sort of take a step back slightly, you know, there was hope and expectation that similar to adenocarcinoma, where we have these pie charts of EGFR and ALK and ROS1, and we give directed targeted therapy and see clinical benefit, that we will have a similar sort of effort in squamous cell lung cancer, where we can identify genetically altered subsets and then use drugs that target those genetic alterations. I think in squamous cell lung cancer, and this was first suggested by the TCGA analysis of over 100 squamous cell cancers, almost 200 rather, these were early stage cancers where they did a very detailed genomic analysis and found a variety of alterations. And I think what is clear is squamous cell tends to be a lot more genomically altered cancer as compared to, say, I would say adenocarcinomas. Now, adenocarcinomas tend to occur in never smokers, and of course, adenocarcinomas that occur in smokers also tend to be genomically much more altered than, say, in never smokers. And so I think it was a little simplistic in a sense for us to think that we identify a genetic alteration and we can target it, because invariably these tumors are dependent on multiple pathways and multiple gene alterations. So to some degree, our initial efforts have not yielded the same benefit as we have seen in adenocarcinomas. But I think that this data is going to be extremely important, because as we learn more about these genomic subgroups, and similar to, say, lymphoma and breast cancer, genomically now, according to the TCGA, squamous cell lung cancers can be divided into sort of a classical type, basal type, a primitive type, and a secretory type. And there are specific genetic alterations or specific features, not just genetically, but even in terms of its tumor metabolism, that is different. And I think as we learn more details about such genomic subtypes, I think we can develop more smarter treatments.